So hi, yeah, we have a guest. And of course the first question is always mine. It's very quick.
Okay.
It's very calm.
Cool.
Just approach the mic a bit.
Is that good?
That's fine.
Perfect.
Ah yeah. So who are you?
That's an interesting question. Who am I? My name is Connie Aloach. I'm a lover of life.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a happy person. I'm great fun. And most of all, I'm a creative. And I'm proud to be one. And I've had my journey being a creative for many years, specifically in the fashion industry.
Yes.
Mm, I like that
lover
answer.
Of life.
Lover of life.
Mm.
But the best part is I'm a creative, because in this studio, I think everyone here is a creative. And very rarely do you have four creatives
at the same time.
I want to change that terminology.
Yeah,
We are creative entrepreneurs. Wow. That's what I want. Do we make money?
Yeah. Yes.
Do we all make money doing what we do?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
It's true. Entrepreneurs.
Yes, we do.
So let me just ask this crude question. Mm-hmm. Let me carry on by just asking, how did you begin your creative journey?
The journey, yeah. Yeah. It's many years when I was a little girl. I think there's a lot of influence. My late grandma on my dad's side, Mama Tabitha Alwatch, was also very good in sewing and home crafting skills.
Mm-hmm.
And then my mom loves to dress up, you know, all the time. So I used to just go to her her room when she's dressing up and look at her when she's, you know, and she still dresses up till very well, and my dad too. So it's a lot of influence. Growing up, and my sisters also love, you know, clothes. So I think it's a family affair, I would say. It's family affair.
So this style I have is, I blame it on my parents.
Now.
So all I'm hearing is my mom, my dad, my grandma. Hey, my grandma was very good at cultivation.
Are you trying to put blame? But in karaoke, you are very responsible for the current outcomes.
I'm in style the way I am.
You're good. But we can work it. We can work on it.
Always late. Good.
But
pregnant pause. However.
Exactly.
Can we focus on what we have come here to do?
Okay, Marty.
Yeah.
So I'd like to know a little bit about, so that was the genesis.
Yes, that's the genesis.
What you experienced, what you saw, parents who are just like, clothes are here to be worn.
Exactly.
Wear them with style.
Exactly.
But then how did that then become not just a hobby,
Now
but something that
working.
You do for a living?
Okay, cool. So I started here at Evelyn College of Design.
Mm-hmm.
Evelyn?
Yes, I was at Evelyn College of Design. That's where I started.
Nice.
Then I moved on to New York, the Fashion Institute of Technology in New York.
This is the one in Gigeria?
No, 27th and 7th Avenue in New York.
America.
Yeah. Oh, you mean you had to take a plane?
Yes, I did.
To go overseas. She's talking. She's saying it like it's just, you know.
Like Evelyn, and then now up further up Gigiri near the UN.
Kibera Station
of the
Road.
York. So not that one.
No,
and
in
then
New
past
York.
Makina.
Now we're in America. Let's
now in America.
Even
now,
27. Now they're visitor.
They're using numbers. 27 on 7th Street.
Okay, so you are at the 27th Street.
Yeah. Okay, so I do my undergrad.
Okay.
And
this is in fashion?
So it's in fashion design.
Okay, fashion design.
So I do that, and then I figure, okay, I can, you know, I can also, then I did another 2 more years. So there's associates and then a bachelor's.
Okay.
For bachelor's, there was an exchange program in Italy. So I took that, and I lived in Florence, and I went to school in a school called Polimoda in Florence.
I have a question for you.
Yes.
Do you know where Emilia Romagna is?
I know where Emilia Romagna is, see? I speak Italian.
I just wanted to confirm I said the name Alia properly.
Okay. That's all. I don't know if it's Italian. Yeah. Bella Ciao.
Yeah, Bella Ciao. Ciao Bella.
Is that because of the song?
I think so. And the series.
So you're in Italy now
so
for an exchange program.
So do the exchange programs. Just learn about Italian culture. How they work, a lot about, you know, their attention to detail, and a lot of family businesses in fashion are in Italy. So just learn all that genesis and then go back to New York, graduate, finish, and then come back to Kenya.
Mm.
Then in Kenya, the magazine industry was just starting out. Yes. So there's a magazine back in the days called Cosmopolitan Kenya. It was
like
from
our own Cosmo.
We did have one, yes. Many years ago. But it was through Associated Magazines in South Africa.
Okay.
They launched it here, but it only lasted like a year.
We were not ready.
Yeah, we were not ready then.
Mm. Yeah.
So and then from then that closed down, and then True Love, East Africa magazine. Mm. Then it was under Nation Media Group, they called me, and I went to work for them.
So when you say you went to work for them, what were you doing? Writing
articles? I was a group fashion editor.
You don't do things small time. You
go big or go home.
Hey. So what we'll do? We'll end this on a big note.
Okay.
So that we can do big business.
Okay.
With one of our biggest celebrities in the company, and my friend, we have traveled from Kenya. We've gone to America, then we went to Italy, and now
back to America.
We have we gone back to
she
America?
She went to finish. She said
she
after the exchange.
She did.
I was listening, teacher.
She did.
Did you not say that, teacher?
Yeah. So
she went to complete her program. In New York.
Back in New York.
And I like how you're calling it teacher because it's coming.
She's that teacher.
It's time for the business news now. I'm so pleased that you have come today,
so that we
can discuss this issue known as creative entrepreneurship
with you.
Some of us today we're just getting calls about freebies. I'd like to ask about if that happens in your industry as well.
Can you make me a dress? Have a wedding coming. You're my best friend 50 years from now. All that stuff. Capital FM. Today we are in style with Connie Aluwoch.
Yay.
And we are walking through your international journey.
Yes.
So first of all, I always want to send shout outs to parents who allow these crazy children who decided not to go and study engineering and doctoral, medicinal, those things.
Yes.
And said, you want to go and draw and cut material. Yeah. This is what you want to go and do.
Yes.
Because this is how it was reduced.
And they
to
supported all the way.
Right.
Yeah. So
right.
A big thanks to my mom, my dad, and my sisters.
Also,
For the support,
and that application, because when just before we went on break, you were sharing that you became the group fashion editor at True Love East Africa,
the
which was the magazine,
and
that when that position became available, did they even know people would be able to apply? Who was
actually
around?
There was first when True Love launched back then, there was Carol Wahome, a very good friend of mine. So she was actually the first editor, fashion editor.
Okay,
and then when she transitioned out, then I was interviewed, then I took over.
Got it. Okay,
And then that's where now they brought in the other magazines. I don't know if you remember Adam, Twende,
this
is a whole house of magazines.
Yes.
So we all went. Worked in that magazine. There was Biko, there was a Yunga Pala.
I remember Yunga
it was
Pala.
A whole bunch of us. So it was such an amazing experience. So it was called now East Africa magazine. So it's a whole bunch of us. Rehema, Julie Masiga, it was a whole bunch of us.
Okay.
Yeah.
So once that, then you were there for a period of time?
Yeah, I was there for probably maybe 4 or 5 years.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then an opportunity arose? Or what made you?
So then
the
I began getting fidgety. I was like, I want to gain more skills. I want to see what else is out in the world. So I left and I moved to Milan to do my master's.
Yo, Italy, ten.
Yes.
Italia.
At Istituto Marangoni in Milan. So I moved back to Milan.
Marangoni sounds Maragoli. Like it is in Inquisitors.
No, it's Maragoli. It's Kiluya.
Marangoni.
It's Marangoni.
Oh, Bilodongo. I thought you guys had something. Apo near Kakamega.
It's capital, but then it's also practical. So we have to find each other. Okay,
This
was in Milan.
Yes.
Okay. So and was this like a master's?
It was a master's in fashion styling.
Okay.
Yeah. So I did that, finished. And I forgot to mention, during my time even in New York, I always tell students, who I mentor and who I teach, always look for opportunities. So I was always like, if there's an opportunity to work backstage, I was always, there was an internship office, I went to offer myself.
Mm.
So New York Fashion Week, I got to work backstage, I got to go for parties with Tommy Hilfiger, all these people I met backstage doing fashion shows.
Yeah. I have a question.
Yes.
When you're an intern, were they paying you or are you just getting exposure?
So some internships paid and some didn't. Mm. But for me, I was just like, it's the experience.
Yeah.
It's for me, that's what was really critical for me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Before going back to Kenya, you can't find Tommy Hilfiger at the restaurant downstairs.
So that was, for me, it's like...
You come back to Kenya and find Tommy Hilfiger.
Very true. So you opened yourself up.
Yeah,
to...
I was open, like, you know, because, and even in Milan, when I was doing my master's, same thing, Milan Fashion Week, backstage, they're like, we need interns, Connie. Everyone used to just call Connie because I'm like, I want to learn, I want to meet people, I want to network. Because these are the networks that, you know, you grow and. We're a global, you know, small world. Touch of a phone, you know, your WhatsApp, or, you know, calling someone in Milan, you're calling someone in France, in Tokyo.
Things happen in my dreams. I can call people everywhere in the world in my dreams. But I have a question that I'd like you to clarify, because I don't want to make the assumption that our listeners know. Mm-hmm. What is the difference between fashion design and fashion styling?
Good question. So fashion design is very practical. Mm-hmm. It's learning how to stitch a garment. Mm-hmm. So from everything, from the measurements, the draping, everything, mm-hmm. the whole practicality, designing a collection, doing the research, it's everything. Mm-hmm. Stylists, we call ourselves the aesthetic eye. We mm-hmm. help you commercialize your collection. Mm-hmm. So if you come to me with 5 dresses, you're like, Connie, I want to sell these. I want to make these look fantastic and sell. So I'll tell you, okay, let's do this. Let's pair this dress with these shoes. Put it on IG, do a shoot and everything. So I'm the commercial eye. Mm-hmm. And stylists are also important for fashion shows in the international world, because they also help designers with their collection, put pieces together for the runway show. So most designers work with stylists for the shows.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you basically, between the associate program, the bachelor's and your master's, you have understood the entire ecosystem.
Exactly.
Pretty much.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah. Great.
So there's work put into it.
It's a lot of work. It's a lot of work.
Theory and practical.
This is for my... professional father, professor. It's not just drawing things and then putting them there and then clothes show up. It's actually people who are studying.
It's a lot of work.
So you went to university to study how to draw dresses.
And trousers.
And trousers. Yeah. The ones I'm wearing now, are they studying?
Yes.
I can assure you, they are just normal Savco jeans. It's not. I am telling you, Curtis Karaoke, doctor. I blame him for all that.
But maybe this is an interesting opportunity. This could be an anniversary gift. Mm. Yeah? You say, from then, mom, you just say, kuna mutu amesoma isi vitu. We do the before and the after photos. I think so.
That can be amazing.
We do a shoot. We can do a shoot.
Just do a shoot.
For Mama and Baba Mata.
Or sons and dads.
Okay, I actually did a shoot with June. If you check out her social media handles, that's what styling is.
Yes, and all of you guys in my DMs.
Quick question. Go ahead. How do we get you to come in and style someone and do a shoot?
How does that happen? So a lot of it is either phone call. You can call me up 0737-919-699. That's our office line. 0737-919-699 or social media handles, everything, Instagram, Facebook, Connie Alwatch, email, my website, it's just www.conniealwatch.com. So a lot of us people call in or DM. I get actually a lot of my clients come from Instagram DM.
Oh.
Yeah. Then we talk, we start the conversations, then we move to emails and then physical meetings. Mm-hmm. We understand what the client needs and then we do a shoot.
Capital FM. Connie, we are learning so much from you, and we really want to thank you for sharing your wisdom and your time with us on such an important topic. Yeah. And I said right before the break that today is World Creativity and Innovation Day. April 21st every year. Yes. This is a day that raises awareness about the role mm-hmm. of creativity and innovation in all aspects of human development mm-hmm. and a day to encourage people to engage in creative thinking.
Okay.
If it's something you want to paint, mm-hmm. if it's an artist who wants to like turn their materials mm-hmm. into an idea and then into reality. And I think that the educational part of what you've been sharing with us is what's mm-hmm. important.
Yeah.
Are you imparting this knowledge back to our young Kenyan creatives here?
Yes, I am. I'm doing a bunch of different things. I've been teaching for the last 4 or 5 years, I was teaching at University of Nairobi. I was teaching under the fashion department with my colleague Ogake Mochache, the designer. So
wait, the University of Nairobi has a fashion department?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
Well done, Kenya.
All right.
Let's just clap for Kenya.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So I taught there. So I just took a bit of a break for a year because currently now I'm teaching at United States International University, USIU.
Okay.
So under the School of Cinematics, Last year, I created a program, Costume and Makeup for Film, the first course of its kind in the region, East Africa. Okay. So I created it and I started teaching it last year.
Okay.
So this year, I'm going to be teaching in the summer, which starts in May 9th, like a week and a half's time. I'll teach that. Mm-hmm. Then I have a lot of, in terms of my team, I have interns who come in and I train them right now. I have Sophie, she's amazing. Mm. Stephanie's my other assistant. She's been with me for over 5 years.
Nice.
So I like to, I'm very practical. And for me, it's to train and teach on the job.
On the job, yeah.
That for me makes more sense. And I'm hoping also later on to start doing styling masterclasses. I get a lot of that. Mm. Obviously because of the pandemic, the last 2 years it's been hard to do that. But that's what I want to start doing now.
Okay.
Then I also teach at the Strathmore Business School. Eh? Yes.
Nobody ever tell me
that you're busy? Me too busy.
What's a tool? Let me just get that out the way. There's three educational institutions, boy.
So is this like? So this is basically doing what you love.
Yeah, it's doing what I love.
It's a job.
Yes. So at Strathmore Business School, I created a course, personal branding and image, because that's really big.
You created a course.
Yes. So it's for in executive education. So there's a lot of programs under that, and one of them is personal branding and image. Mm. Because the corporate world, it's very important. First impressions, how you brand yourself, personal branding. So I do a lot of training for corporates on that. And that's what I teach at Strathmore Business School.
So she created a course, June?
Yes.
In, you know, her and science and mathematics and the people who created all those.
And today is anatomy. World creativity she was innovative in her thinking.
And creative.
So all these corporate people are going to courses to learn how to run their businesses. And then they walk into a meeting and nobody pays them attention. Nobody gives them money. The bank doesn't give them a loan because they look like they just walked out of their bedroom.
Exactly.
And that is the gap Miss Connie has seen.
Gap.
Yeah. I like it. It's a
Thank
gap.
You. Thank you.
So we had somewhere, you know, there's a guy here called Vinny.
Yeah.
In our office. Our flair giver.
That's my brother.
It's your brother.
Yes.
Vinny is like, all of you, first of all, Sunday, can you go through your wardrobes? Branch. We said, what's happening? He said, Social Sunday. And apparently this is a baby of yours.
Yes.
Tell us about Social Sunday.
So this conversation is dear to me because creative entrepreneurship, creative economy, these Kenyan designers are just trying to manage how to market their products from, you know, directly to the consumer.
Okay.
The local and the international consumer.
Okay.
So, you know, I partnered with Social House. Shout out to Social House, Wanjiro, Julie, Sam, all my people there.
Sammy!
Shout out to you guys. You Sammy. Guys are amazing.
Hopefully you'll become taller and have some hair.
So I partnered with the team because, you know, we're like minds. You know, Social House is very trendy, fashion forward establishment.
Yeah.
And I've been thinking about, so again, innovation. I'm constantly thinking, what can we do? What market? You know, what can we do in the market? So I figured, why don't we do a fashion brunch? All right. Lifestyle, because fashion is about lifestyle, enjoying looking good, having drinks with your friends. Mm. So as we're doing that, also the designers are showcasing what they have. Mm. Then they have a pop-up on that day, on Sunday 21st at the Social House.
It's like there's a little market.
Yes. But now there's more because maybe 1-2 days is not enough to sell. So why don't we sell for 8 weeks at the retail store at the Social House? Because what are we trying to do?
Yeah.
Creative sustainability.
Yeah.
How are the designers making money and continuous money? So then they sell for 8 weeks, not only at the shop, but also on the e-commerce platform of the Social House. They have an e-commerce platform.
Wow.
And
numbers.
Numbers. And then their in-house TV. What are we doing?
Guests.
We're tapping into the local market. Yeah. Yeah. So the market that the designers probably didn't have.
Mm.
And then the international market of guests to come.
Yeah. And guests are coming.
They're coming.
There, and there are various artists when they come to Kenya. Yeah. Yeah. Show up at the Social House.
Everyone shows up at the Social House.
Yeah. So when they're going on stage, guess what will be won?
Exactly.
Okay.
Fantastic. Okay.
Has this ever been done before the brunch?
So brunches have been done before.
Fashion brunch. Yeah.
Fashion. They've been done before. Yeah. But the thing is the aspect of the sustainability and the selling, because you're not selling for 2 days. You're selling for 8 weeks. And e-commerce and TV platforms. Capital FM.
And of course, we are in style with Connie Alwatch on 98.4 Capital FM. Jun Gashui, Martin Karaoke. He's already looking a bit more stylish.
I'm inside.
You're inside.
There's a plan for me on Sunday. I just want to be known.
Social Sunday.
Yeah, Social Sunday.
Yes.
Sunday. And let me,
Social Sunday at Social House. The Social House.
So what time does it start? You know, as Africa, as Kenyans.
So you want the European time or the African time?
European, please.
10 a.m.
10 a.m.
Yes.
You show up there, have some brunch, chill. What happens at 10 a.m. when I walk in from 10 a.m.?
So from 10 a.m. You walk in, you have three cocktails to start you off a Sunday morning.
Very good. Fantastic stuff.
I want to edit that answer, Kiasi. Yeah. You walk in and people take photos of you.
Obviously, we'll do the pictures.
Martin,
that was for Martin, but for everyone else, you walk in and then we have three amazing designers, all made in Kenya.
Yes.
The series, this Social Sunday Fashion Branch, is a series of only Kenyan designers made in Kenya. We're celebrating.
Well done.
So it's going to be a series throughout the year. So I'm so excited for the first designers for this series is Deepa Dosaja. You can find her on Instagram at Deepa Dosaja. The second we have is Olga Nato, at Olga Nato on Instagram and all social media platforms. And the third one who does accessories is Zanta Adiede. That's Z-A-N-T-A. Adiede is A-D-E-Y-D-E, all social media platforms. So what is also great about these designers is Deepa is also very big on conscious fashion sustainability.
Mm.
And she's always looking for innovative fabrics to use that are also... We call it kind to the environment.
Nice.
And Olga is all about ready to wear women, effortless chic. So those are the three designers we'll be showcasing at the Social Sunday this Sunday, April 24th.
And I understand there's a theme.
There is a theme.
Mm.
Fierce flair.
Okay. explain to me. Because for me, flair.
Yeah.
Did anybody say flair? She said fierce flair.
Yes, so do I come like a 70s pimp looking fierce and flary, looking awesome with my shiny, you know, everything bling everywhere, like walk with my cane, my diamond cane, because I have one, by the way.
That's fierce.
Yeah
Whatever is fierce to you, come dressed in it or come with it.
My shirt button open.
If that's fierce flair to you, come like that.
I feel like a lot of this is how you feel.
Exactly. That's what it's about. It's,
yes.
It's really out. From the inside how you feel.
Yeah. It's the phoenix just about to burn out.
Okay. Calm down, yeah. Martin.
I'm so excited.
Calm down.
I'm ready.
Calm down.
I'm ready. Shall we go now?
So please, okay, before you
come. I hear they're running out.
They're running out. They're moving fast. So a ticket is 4,500. That is inclusive of brunch. All you can eat... for the whole day, literally for the whole brunch, because the brunch is from 10 a.m. to literally 3:30 p.m.
Mm-hmm. And drink?
Drink, we have three cocktails for free. Okay. I know, Martin, I'm saying that again because of you. For free, yes. And the great thing is the menu is a whole trip around the different restaurants at the Social House.
Oh, nice.
Yes, it's going to be really nice.
So how do you get a ticket?
You can get online. We have two platforms we're selling them. Yeah. Kenya Buzz, that's kenyabuzz.co.ke.
Yes.
Or gig.co.ke, gigs.
Oh, fantastic.
Yes.
Okay.
You can get them. Or you can check out my Instagram page at Connie Alwatch on Instagram and all my social media platforms on Twitter and Facebook, Connie Alwatch Talent Management. I have details there also.
Okay.
And
okay.
also on the Social House platform.
Okay, let me go. Let me get back to you. Just bring you back. Mm-hmm. Apart from bringing like a tutor, a teacher, an innovator, a stylist, Wonder Woman. Yeah, Superwoman.
Innovator.
Firefighter.
Italy Goa.
President of the Republic of Kenya.
Amen.
Milan's owner, Ferrari driver. What are your hobbies?
I love going out and socializing. Ju knows this very well.
Yes.
I love to hang out with my friends.
At Social House.
I like to cook and chill and cook. I cook really good fish.
Yeah.
A really good fish
I have
and
eaten
pork. Yes. June has eaten my food. Yes.
And her pork.
And I like to do, I love to mentor. I'm really big on mentorship. So for me, I do it like it's, I don't look at it as work, but more of just, you know, giving back and having fun doing it. So I don't necessarily only mentor fashion students.
Yeah.
Literally 3 weeks ago, I was mentoring, it's a program called, In My Steps, the company's Rise and Learn, and they're doing an amazing thing. Emily, shout out to you. So they train graduate trainees. So these are people, students from, you know, university going into the workplace. And I had a session with them. You can even check it out on my LinkedIn and Instagram. It was on personal branding. And because I'm helping them prepare for the workplace.
Yeah.
So it was great conversation. So for me, mentorship, for me, it's a hobby. Mm. I think it's a bit of both. It's work and hobby. But I love to mentor. I'm really big on that.
I'm wanting to hear from you. I'm just thinking in my head how many people are listening in and going, so this thing I do, like for TikTok or for Instagram, I like to sort of play around with styling me, my friends, my friends' music videos, or just even like as a hobby.
Yeah.
The young upcoming, you know, stylist or designer.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think I'd like you to speak to them. What would you tell them?
Number one, it's a lot of work. Consistency is key. When you see, you know, more of the established stylists like us, it's been a journey to get to where we are. It's not a one-day thing.
Yeah.
And I earlier in the interview, I said any opportunity I got when I was in New York and Milan, I took it to run to a show, to go to a designer's showroom for the day and help, you know, put clothes in a rack. Any opportunity you get, take it.
Yes.
Paid or non-paid. You'll figure it out. You know, you can make money on the side doing other things, but any opportunity you get to learn from a designer, and please take it seriously. Mm. You know, if you're at an event or something, a fashion event, you know, you're not going there to drink. Focus.
Yes, please.
Focus on what has taken you there. Yes. The designer or the stylist has given you an opportunity to be at a shoot or whatever, you know, establishment or environment you are. Take it seriously. You know, I hire people based on character. Great, the rest I can teach, but can I trust you? If I say we have a call time of 6 a.m., will you be there or is your phone going to be off?
Thank you.
I mean, that for me, I don't even play, and anyone who's worked with me knows that.
So just wrap it up. Thank you so much. But I want to just ask you a very quick question that we normally ask.
Yeah.
Do you have any regrets?
No, only lessons.
Only lessons.
Mm. Only lessons.
First lesson. If you have how many lessons?
Hard work never killed anyone.
What else are we saying after that? Let's just read out one appreciation for you.
Yeah.
Carsafe says, my daughter is in art, and I'm very encouraged to continue guiding her in her endeavors. Kazi nzuri.
Oh, thank you.
I also see people here who say, Waboi Mwangi says, my friend went to Evelyn College School of Design, and only fossils know that school.
Yeah.
Her friend used to go there and would invite us for fashion shows.
Oh, nice.
So thank you guys for tuning in. And thank you, Connie, for being with us and spending this time with us. All the best for Social Sunday.
Yes, please come through, everyone. We would love to have you. It's going to be a great day. Capital FM.